From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Stacey Sherman is reporting for Bloomberg that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed a bill April 16th requiring all internet service providers in New York to provide affordable high-speed access for low-income families. Cuomo said during a briefing Friday at the Northland Workforce Training Center in Buffalo, providers can charge those families no more than $15 a month. Eric Schmidt, the former CEO of Alphabet Incorporated, joined Cuomo for the bill signing. Schmidt chairs a 15-member state commission focused on using technology to help the state reopen better than it was before the virus. It was also announced that an emergency fund from Schmidt Futures and the Ford Foundation will provide free internet access to 50,000 students statewide during the 2021-22 school year. The bill passed by the state legislature caps a basic broadband plan at $15 a month and a higher speed plan at $20. Currently, a basic high-speed plan costs on average more than $50 a month. Schmidt said universal broadband access is the first and most important priority of the commission. He said, and I quote, "Internet is no longer optional," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Think of the generation that we could be creating that are not learning because we didn't give them internet access," end quote. Read the full story at Yahoo Finance. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Ghent resident Christopher Cornell and Hudson Second Ward supervisor Abdus Maya, the local Working Families Party candidates in Columbia County Court. Both men are represented by John Champoli of counsel with Messina, Perello, and Hill of Sayville, Suffolk County. They claim official party signatures on the certificate of authorization for Working Families candidates clipped from other documents and are therefore not genuine signatures. Champoli filed a petition against Ghent Town Board candidates Mallory Moore, Lori Johnson, and Carl Quinn, and Second Ward Alderwoman Tiffany Garagia. Garagia is looking to unseat Maya as Second Ward Supervisor. Columbia County Board of Elections Democratic Commissioner Kenneth Dow said there is no indication that Cornell is running for office. Dow called the case total nonsense because a signature by law can be presented in a number of ways. He said, and I quote, "There is a lot of stuff that is in the law that indicates this is perfectly permissible, so that's why I think this is really nonsense," end quote. There is a statewide coordinated attempt by the Republican Party to knock people off the Working Families Party line, and information has been fabricated by people willfully ignoring the law, Dow said. Champoli argues that an original document with original signatures must be filed with the County Board of Elections, and Working Families failed to do so. Dow said the focus on candidates Mort, Johnson, Quinn, and Garagia are based on where the petitioners Cornell and Maya can vote. Maya did not challenge any Hudson candidates on the ballot other than Garagia. However, the outcome of the case would impact if the almost 30 Working Families Party candidates can be listed on the party's ballot line because they are all on the same disputed certificate of authorization, Dow said. Maya said this week he challenged the Board of Elections specifically against Garagia. Maya said he has not yet received a decision from the board and only took action through the Board of Elections, not in court. Maya denied any connection to Cornell. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that on April 14th, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan signed an executive order as part of his county's version of a, and I quote, "Green New Deal," end quote. The measure mandates any construction of renewable or green energy infrastructure projects must hire local unions and local private contractors and pay a prevailing wage. Ryan said, and I quote, "To me, the core part of the Green New Deal is creating good-paying union jobs as we do that work to protect our environment, to transition to clean energy, and really to rebuild our infrastructure coming out of a once-in-a-century pandemic," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Today, Ulster County is going to continue to lead in both protecting our environment and making sure we're doing right by our working people and especially our partners in the building trades," end quote. The new law will be used on an upcoming solar project the county is building on a landfill. Todd Dorio, the president of the Hudson Valley Building and Constructing Trade Council, said, and I quote, "Evidence shows that higher wages due to prevailing wage does not slow the demand to build solar projects. Only 6 to 11% of total project cost on solar projects are wages. A 50% in labor costs would only increase the project cost by 3 to 5%. So on a $10 million solar project that we have maybe $300,000 would ensure good wages," end quote. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Porcupine Soup is reporting an online free service that has been established to provide information on available locations that offer COVID-19 vaccinations, including many in Greene and Columbia counties. VaccineFinder.org is a search tool that allows users to enter a zip code and distance range and to select the brand of vaccine preferred. A list of locations that offer the vaccine appears, including information on if the shots are currently in stock. The website is operated by epidemiologists and software developers at Boston Children's Hospital and supported by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It is updated daily. Appointments cannot be made through Vaccine Finder and must be made directly at the location offering the vaccine. Appointments are required at most locations. The Greene County list of sites includes Greene County Public Health, Kelly's Pharmacy in Greenville and Coxsackie, CVS in Cairo, Hannah Ford in Cairo, Walgreens in Greenville and Catskill, Price Chopper in Catskill, Walmart in Catskill, Wyndham Pharmacy and Wellness RX in Tannersville. As of April 15th, approximately 45% of Greene County's adult population had received at least one dose of the vaccine, and 29% have been fully vaccinated. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.